哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with everyone.
今天早上我们要学习的题目是信仰的低潮。
This morning we want to study the topic, the facing the low tide of faith.
我们信仰就像潮水一样。
Our faith is like the tide.
有时候我们很有信心。
Sometimes we are very have a lot of faith.
好像那个潮水高涨的时候。
It's like the high tide.
那有时候呢，要面对低潮啊。
Sometimes we need to face the low tide.
那个潮水一退啊，就剩下一些泥巴啊，一些贝壳啊，在那边呢。
And after the when it is low tide, there's only mud and all the shell.
有时候潮水一退，才剩下知道自己还剩下什么。
And sometimes only during the low tide, we know what we have left.
啊，虽然低潮听起来是不好的。
Even though when we heard about low tide, it's something not good.
但是如果没有低潮，我们就不认识真正的自己。
But if we don't have low tide, we don't know the true self.
在我们最近学习的《列王记上》以利亚的故事。
Recently, we studied the story of Elijah.
希望大家有跟着教会读经的进度去走。
I hope you follow the Bible reading plan of the church.
如果你有跟着的话，你会得着很多。
If you really follow the Bible reading plan, you will gain a lot.
我们在读经当中有发现有两个非常不同的以利亚。
When we read the Bible, we discover there are two different Elijahs.
昨天晚上如果你没有来聚会，我们听到的是在加密山上的以利亚。
Last night, if you came to service, you heard about the story of Elijah in Mount Carmel.
他是先知时代最有代表性的先知。
He is one of the most famous prophet in the Old Testament.
而加密山上就是他一生侍奉的高峰高潮。
And in Mount Carmel is his high tide of his journey.
接着他的信心，连火从天上降下来销毁了他所献的祭物。
Through his faith, fire came down from heaven to burn.His burnt offering.
但是接下来那一章呢，又看到另外一个完全不同的以利亚。
But the next chapter we discover a very different Elijah.
我们可以说是一个低潮期的以利亚。
And we can say that this is his low tide of Elijah.
他有多低呢
？How low is it?
他低到要在罗藤树下向神来求死。
And he was so low that he seek death.Underneath the broom tree.
这个记载在《列王记上》的第十九章。
And it is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 19.
我们可以这样形容，他是一个忧郁的先知。
We can describe him as a depressed prophet.
他很无助。
He is helpless.
他很软弱。
He was weak.
他站不起来。
He cannot stand by himself.
所以今天我们就要来看看低潮的神人。
So today we'll look at a man of God during his low tide.
这一章很重要。
This is a very important chapter.
如果没有这一章，我们就以为以利亚是神人，就好像神一样那么刚强啊。
If we don't have this chapter, we will think that the man of God is as strong as God.
我们都忘记以利亚是个人了。
We almost forgot that Elijah was just a man.
我们以为他是超人呢。
We thought he was a superman.
但是因为有这一章。
But because of this chapter,
太宝贵了。
This is a very precious chapter.
原来我们发觉以利亚跟我们差不是很多。
Then we discover that Elijah and us is not very different.
要有他的软弱。
He has his own weakness.
那为什么以利亚会变成那么软弱呢
？How did Elijah become so weak?
当然是有一些原因呢。
There were some reasons.
我们看《列王记上》的第十九章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 19,
第一节到第二节
verse 1 to verse 2,
列王记上十九章一到二节
First Kings chapter 19, verse 1 to 2,
一二三
let's read together.
亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。二，耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说。明日若在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的责罚于我。以利亚在山上献祭之后发生了这件事情。
After his burnt offering in Mount Carmel, this is what happened.
就是亚哈王将以利亚所做的一切事告诉他老婆，就是王后耶洗别。
King Ahab told his queen Jezebel all that Elijah had done.
啊，这个跟我们很多弟兄都一样啊，白天发生什么事情，晚上就回去报告老婆了。
It's just like many brothers, whatever happened during the daytime, at nighttime they will tell their wives.
哇，这个是很重要啊，夫妻有沟通。
It is very important for the husband and wife to communicate.
但是亚哈王本身比较软弱，是这个很软弱的人。
But Ahab was a weak person.
他什么都听他老婆的，没有主意也问他老婆。
He listened to his wife for everything.
结果他老婆耶洗别不是一个好的人，他是一个邪恶的、不敬畏神的一个外邦人。
But Jezebel was an evil, foreigner.
他没有因为这些事情啊悔改归向神。
She did not repent because of this thing.
反而她要杀先知以利亚。
But she want to kill the prophet Elijah.
啊，所以她就起一个誓，明天如果以利亚还在，愿神明重重的责罚我。
So she swear that if by tomorrow I don't kill him, that that's the God do to me.
表面上是亚哈王是王。
On the surface, King Ahab was king.
其实以色列是被耶洗别管辖的。
But Israel, the kingdom was ruled by Jezebel.
啊，这样子很不好。
This is not good.
因为女人本来不应该骑在男人头上。
Because women should not be above the man.
啊，更何况这个是一个邪恶的女人。
And especially this is a very evil woman.
如果有一个邪恶的不敬畏神的女人掌管权，整个国家就一定会灾祸了。
If there's a very evil woman who rule over the kingdom will be ruined.
好啊，那以利亚听到。王后以西耶洗别讲这句话
，and after Ahab heard what Jezebel
啊，他就害怕了。
After Elijah heard that, then Elijah was scared.
我们看第三节
，Let's read verse
十九章第三节
，verse nine chapter 19 verse 3。
一二三，以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命到了犹大的别示巴，让仆人留在那里。这里记载以利亚见这个光景啊。
And here said Elijah saw that.
所以为什么以利亚会突然间变那么软弱呢
？Why did Elijah become so weak？
因为他此时此刻他的目光没有放在神身上。
Because at that moment he did not put his eyesight on God.
他是放在这个光景，就是这个环境上面。
He saw that environment.
这个环境是王后要杀我，全国最有力量那个人说要杀我。
And the situation is that the most powerful woman want to kill me.
还有她说今天之内就要杀我。
And she said that I have to do it today.
哇，她马上的心就软了， and、就害怕了，脚就软了。
He was scared.
所以她就要逃命了。
So he arose and ran for his life.
这就是因为她的目光没有放在独一真神耶和华真神。
It is because his eyesight did not fix on God, the true God.
她可能前几天在献祭的时候，她的目光是放在神身上。
Perhaps a few days ago, when he offered a burnt offering, his eyesight fixed on God.
其实你说要危险啊，那个时候在加密山上献祭其实更危险。
If you talk about dangerous situation at that time, actually on Mount Carmel is more dangerous.
如果他那一天献祭没有成功，火没有从天上下来。
If on that day the fire did not come down from heaven.
有八百五十个假先知不会放过他的。
And the 450 false prophet will not let him go.
百姓也不会放过他的。
And the people will not let him go.
其实要没命，他那一天在加密山上，如果不是神，他早就没命了。
And if not for because of God, he will lose his life on that day.
因为有几千人在那边对着他。
Because a few thousand people facing him.
但是他那个时候并没有看着环境啊。
But at that time, he did not look at the situation and the environment.
也没有怕这个危险啊。
He wasn't scared of the danger.
他只看到天上的真神。
Seeing God.
他透过祷告，他向神祷告，知道神一定会把火从天上降下来，证明这个是真神独一的信仰。
Through his prayers, he believed God will listen to him and prove that this is the true faith.
但是人就是这样啊，昨天很刚强，不代表今天也会很刚强。
But man is like this. Yesterday you were strong, but doesn't mean today you are strong.
换一个场景，同样的人呢，同样的信仰，但是换一个场景。可以把我们完全打败。
If for different situation, even the same person, it can defeat you.
我们看箴言二十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
第十节。
Verse 10.
箴言二十四章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10.
二十四章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read together.
一二三。 你在患难之日若胆怯，你的力量就微小。心里的力量强还是小？
And the strength is more or not.
这个就在乎你患难的之日你会不会怕。
It depends if you are scared in the day of adversity.
如果你记得靠神，你就不会怕。
If you remember to rely on God, you will not be afraid.
一开始可能还是会怕。
Perhaps in the beginning you are afraid.
哇，前面的路我怎么走下去啊？
You think how do I continue to walk this journey?
身体发生问题。
Maybe perhaps your body has some problems.
经济发生问题。
Maybe some financial problems.
家庭发生问题。
Maybe some family problems.
这个就是你的患难。
This is your adversity.
如果你那个时候胆怯了。
If you become scared.
你很害怕了。
And you are afraid.
你当然就会力量就小啊。
Then your strength will be small.
那力量一小，你就不敢面对这个问题。
When your strength is small, you dare not to face this problem.
那不敢面对就只有逃跑了。
If you dare not to face it, the only thing you can do is run.
今天很多人一直在逃跑，逃开自己应该面对的问题。
A lot of people today, they're running away from their own problem that they should be facing.
他说我没有办法，我没有办法面对。
They say, I cannot face this problem.
我不能的，我没用的，我没命的。
I am helpless, I cannot do this, I will lose my life.
因为他们忘记仰望信靠独一的真神。
Because they forget to rely on the true God.
所以以利亚软弱就是因为他的眼光放在环境上面了。
Elijah became weak because he fixed his eyesight on that environment.
弟兄姐妹，今天你看到的是什么？
Brother and sister, today what do you see?
你的目光，你的焦点放在哪里？
What does your eyesight fix upon?
你是放在你的问题上面？
Are you fixing your eyesight on the problems?
还是放在神身上？
Or fixing your eyesight on God.
说实在，我们都知道耶洗别大还是独一真神大。
Of course we know who is bigger, Jezebel or the one true God.
当然是独一真神了。
Of course it's the one true God.
那问题是神看不见，耶洗别看得见。
The problem is we cannot see the one true God, but we can see Jezebel.
如果你没有信心，你只看到耶洗别。
If you don't have faith, you can only see Jezebel.
有信心，你就看到神在耶洗别上面。
If you have faith, you can see that God is above Jezebel.
神如果不让以利亚死，他是死不了。
If God does not let Elijah to die, he will not die.
但是有时候人的情绪，人的软弱，就是会把我们的理智蒙骗了。
But sometimes our emotion, our intellect may deceive our heart.
第二个原因，为什么以利亚那么软弱？
The second reason why Elijah is so weak.
其实啊，是神让他面对真实的自己而已。
And it's because God wants him to face his true self.
我们看看回来列王记上的第十八章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 18.
四十五节。
Verse 45.
十八章四十五节。
1 Kings chapter 18, verse 45.
一二三。
Read together.
霎时间，天阴风阴黑暗，降下大雨。亚哈就坐车往耶斯列去了。四十六节。耶和华的灵降在以利亚身上，他就束上腰，奔在亚哈前头，直到耶斯列的城门。这里告诉我们，当神要降下雨水的时候，以利亚就一直跑，一直跑，跑到耶斯列的城门。
And here tells us that when there was heavy rain, Elijah kept running to the entrance of Jezreel.
我们早祷会的时候，祷告会的时候有讲过这段的故事。
During the morning prayer, we talk about this story.
三年半没下雨，但是以利亚祷告就下雨了。
Three and a half year, it did not rain, but after Elijah prayed, it rained.
神说，以利亚说，你亚哈王，你去吃喝吧。
Elijah said, "You, King Ahab, you can go eat and drink."
但是以利亚上山去祷告。
But Elijah went up to the mountain to pray.
祷告完，他就一直跑，跑在亚哈的前面。
After he prayed, he run and ahead of King Ahab.
这个是神的安排啊。
This is the arrangement of God.
当然，有人解读，我们可以觉得说，哦，以利亚要跑到去那边做什么啊？
Some people may ask, why did Elijah went there?
是不是要表演啊？要众人的这个鼓励啊，或者是掌声啊？
Is it because of he want to show off or want the applause of all the people?
我们小时候都有这样听这样的解释。
And sometimes we heard that from when we were young.
就是可能他没有隐藏自己了。
Maybe because he didn't hide himself.
所以他要跑到城门那边啊。
So that he want to run to the entrance of the gate.
但是如果我们看四十六节。
But we read 46.
是神的灵降在以利亚身上。
He said the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah.
拿到他就束上腰，他就开始跑了。
And he girded up and he started running.
哦，是神的灵叫他跑的。
It's the spirit of God wants him to.
他跑着跑在亚哈前，亚哈王前头。
So that he run ahead of Ahab.
所以其实这个是有神的安排啊。
This has the arrangement of God.
也许他自己也想去，但是更是神给他力量，神催逼他。他要走在亚哈的前头。
Perhaps he wanted to go, but God's Holy Spirit moved him, so he ran ahead of King Ahab.
以利亚那个时候应该是个至少是个中年人了，如果没有很老的话，也是个中年人了。
At that time, Elijah at least a middle-aged man, if not an old age.
圣经说他竟然跑很快哦。
But the Bible told us that he ran very fast.
这个不是神给他的能力，有那办法跑那么快吗？
If not, God did not give him strength, how can he run so fast?
你今天可以跑比马车还快吗？
Can you run faster than a chariot?
今天 stampede 应该很多马在跑了，很多马车在跑了，你会跑得比马车还快吗？
Can you run faster than a horse like the stampede, a lot of horses there?
不可能的。
It's not possible.
是神让他跑的。
God want him to run.
还有跑多远？
And how far?
哇，我查过了。
I have studied.
加密山要跑到耶斯列。
From Mount Carmel to Jezreel,
要五十公里的公那个距离
is 50 kilometers.
今天如果你跑一个马拉松啊，完完全全的 full marathon 啊，才42公里而已。
If you run a full marathon, it's only 40 kilometers.
所以这个圣经里面第一个跑马拉松的人是谁？
So who is the first man who ran the marathon in the Bible?
下次我们玩圣经游戏的时候就可以问，但是答案都已经告诉你们了。
Next time we play Bible game, we can ask this question.
第一个跑的最长、跑的最快、跑的最厉害的，这是以利亚。
The first person who run the longest and fastest is Elijah.
但是神的灵为什么给他这种力量去跑在亚哈前面呢？
But why did God give him this strength so he can run ahead of Ahab?
还跑到这个城门那边呢？
And run to the entrance.
这是神的安排。
This is the arrangement of God.
表面上好像亚哈。王去到回到耶斯列，以利亚比他先去，在城门里面好像很威风啊。
It's like in the service, it's like Elijah went back to the city and when I have a king, he's very good.
以前的人，一个城里面最重要的地方就是城门。
In the ancient time, the most important place is the gate of the city.
是一个审判的地方。
It's a place you judge people.
就等于法院，法院就在城门。
It's like the court.
长老还有百姓都在那边。坐着等。
Elders and people were waiting there.
百姓要什么交易啊，重要的事情啊，都要在城门找长老。
Now, any important matter need to resolve, they need to find the elders at the entrance.
所以城门是最重要的地方。
So the entrance of the city is very important.
大家聚集的地方。
It's where people gather.
也可能以利亚觉得，哇，圣灵感动他，我要跑到城门，要看看有没有改变。
So perhaps Elijah went to the city entrance and see if there's any change.
看看这个王看到这件事情有没有改变，百姓有没有改变。
Perhaps you want to see if the people change or the king change because of this.
也许他希望看到的是百姓很感动，跪向神，那悔改那种场景。
Perhaps he want to see that people repent and the king repents.
所以圣灵感动他带他去那个地方。
So the Holy Spirit moved him to bring him there.
结果他预期的没有发生。
But this did not happen.
他去到城门得到的是什么消息？
When he went to the city gate, what did he heard?
是王后耶洗别要杀他。
Is that Jezebel want to kill him?
这个对他打击很大。
This is a very big impact on him.
以利亚从信仰最高峰、最刚强的时候，马上变成最软弱的时候。
From his high tide to his low tide of his faith.
其实我们一个人的信仰也是一样。
And in fact, our faith is like this.
有时候我们觉得自己很刚强。
Sometimes we think we are very strong.
哇，得到是很多恩典。
We receive a lot of blessing from God.
最近做了什么圣工，有一些果效。
We did some holy work and there's some results.
哦，带领教会，教会有发展。
And the church is developing.
其实你最刚强的时候，往往就是最软弱的时候在等着你。
But in fact, when you feel that you are strongest, but the weakest point of your life is waiting for you.
你觉得最危险的时候，最安全的时候。
When you feel that you are in the safest place.
最危险的环境也等着你。
But the most dangerous environment is waiting for you.
就好像高潮来了，那水退了就是低潮了，接下来就是低潮了。
It's like high after high tide, the low tide will come.
没有永远在高潮期的。
There will never be forever high tide.
所以我们信仰也要自己要心理准备。
So we need to prepare our faith.
哦，你最近特别顺利哦。
If you are very smooth in your life,
工作也升职了，房子又买了，孩子也生了。
If you get promotion, you bought a house and you have children born.
公司也赚钱了。
And your company make a lot of money.
不会顺利那么久的，一定会有考验等着你的。
You will not your life will not be so smooth all the time. There may be trials waiting for you.
为什么
？Why？
因为如果神不给你考验的话，你一定会骄傲，一定会跌倒的。
Because if God doesn't give you trial, you will fall. You'll fall in your faith.
可以说一个人都很健康，没生病。
For example, if a person is very healthy and not
事业很顺利
，and the career is very smooth，
家庭很美好
，and family is good，
什么都很顺利，这个人会亲近神吗？会谦卑吗
？If everything's so smooth, will that person be humble and draw close to God?
不可能的，人本性就是骄傲。
It's not possible. Our human nature is proud.
你看以利亚，如果没有这件事情发生。
If Elijah, it didn't happen. This thing doesn't happen to Elijah.
我祷告啊，火都从天上降下来。
If I pray, fire come down from heaven.
我一个人的力量可以让全国的人归向神啊。
From my strength of my one man, the whole kingdom turned back to God.
有先知可以跟我比吗？
Is there a prophet can compare to myself?
绝对会这样想的，他一定看不起任何其他人。
He will think that this definitely he will look down on other people.
所以神的圣灵故意要差遣他。就要去耶斯列城门，要面对自己的软弱。
So, but the Holy Spirit asked him to go there to face his own weakness.
其实低潮是很重要的。
Actually, low tide is very important.
潮水一退，才知道自己有多浅。
After the tide, become low tide, then you know how shallow you are.
在投资界里面有一个投资家这样讲过。
In the financial world, there's an investor. He said that.
潮水退的时候，才知道谁没有穿裤子在游泳。
After low, during the low tide, you know who is swimming without a trunk.
这个是讲投资方面的。
This is talking about the financial investment.
那属灵上面也是一样啊。
But in the spiritual world, it's the same.
好了，潮水一推的时候，哇，原来我自己是赤裸裸的，原来我那么软弱的。
After the tide came, become low, then you discover you are naked and you're so weak.
我们今天不要以为我现在稍微顺利一点了，我就放松了。
Don't think that I have a smooth life, I can relax.
其实顺利之后就是不顺利，高潮之后就是低潮。
After your life is smooth, you become not smooth. And after high tide is low tide.
如果我们面对自己的低潮，这个是神的恩典。
If we can face our low tide, this is the blessing of God.
所以我们要了解这个事情。
So that we need to understand this point.
要感谢神啊，没有这个软弱啊，我们早就已经变样了。
If we have to thank God, if we don't have this weakness, then we will change.
再来第三个原因，为什么以利亚会那么软弱
？Third reason why Elijah is so weak.
其实也因为他非常的疲倦跟孤单呢。
Because he's very tired and lonely.
我们看十九章的第三节。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 19, verse 3.
十九章第三节。
Chapter 19, verse 3.
一二三
，verse 1-3.
以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别斯巴，将仆人留在哪里？以利亚逃命了。
Elijah ran for his life.
他跑了差不多50公里，去到这个，他还没有跑到耶斯列之前哈，跑到这个别斯巴，大概到中间的一点地方。
So he went to Beersheba is about the middle point.
然后他再继续跑了一天。
And he went a day journey.
那他就向神求死了。
Then he prayed to God to die.
记载啊，这里说什么啊？这个是他留下仆人在那边啊，叫做自己一个人跑了。
He tells us that he left his servant there and he ran alone.
他本来是两个人一起跑的。
Before they ran together, two people ran together.
跑到别示巴，他就不要他仆人了。
Went to Beersheba, and he didn't want his servant anymore.
为什么
？Why？
大家想想为什么
？You can think about why.
可能仆人跑不动。
Perhaps the servant can run no more.
哇，你跑那么慢，你不要跟我，你在这边呢。
You run so slow. You should not accompany me.
也可能他不想有人跟他了。
Or perhaps he doesn't want anyone to follow him.
很想当英雄的人，有时候都不想别人跟在身边。
Well, some people want to become hero, they don't want people to follow them.
我一个人就可以，你不要管，你不要管，我这个事情我自己来。
He say, I can do it myself alone. You don't need to worry.
反正他就不要人家陪他。
But either way, he doesn't want people to follow him.
第四节
，verse 4.
这里记载十九章第四节， 一起读。
Let's read verse 4.
一二三。
One, two, three. But he himself,
自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，坐在哪里求死，说：耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。你看他自己从这以色列跑到比士巴之后，再跑一天，结果没力了。
So after he ran to Beersheba and after another day, he has no more strength.
这个就是自己一个人跑啊。
This is when he ran alone.
再厉害，再强壮，你一个人也是很快倒。
No matter how strong you are, if you are by yourself, you will easily fall.
因为他一个人。
Because he is by himself.
如果有两个人、三个人，或者是一群先知一起跑。
If there's a one or two and a three or a group of prophets ran together,
他绝对不会这样子的。
It would not be like this.
虽然肉体软弱，但是心灵啊，可能有人互相的可以鼓励啊。
Even though the physical body may be weak, but you have others to encourage you.
我们可以看到以利亚的状态是肉体很累，肉体很软弱，但是累的是心呢。
We can see that his physical body may be tired, but he is weak. It is in his heart.
这个是因为他一个人。
Because He is alone.
我们看传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书第四章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9.
传道书第四章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9.
我们一起读。四章第九节。两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。第十节，若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。孤身跌倒
，And if you are alone, you will fall.
以利亚这里就是孤身跌倒。
Here Elijah he fall when he's alone.
身上没有别人，身边没有别人。
There's no one beside him.
没有别人呢，我们就走不远。
When there's no one beside him, we cannot run very far.
两个人是同工也好
，two if they are co-workers.
是兄弟也好
，or if they are brothers.
夫妻这就更好
，or if it's even better if you are husband and wife.
互相鼓励
，so you encourage each other.
但是一个人跌倒，没人扶起他，那他就完了。
But one, if one person who fall, no one carry him up.
所以我们今天信仰上面，你是不是孤单的呢
？Today in your faith, are you alone?
我们信仰上不可以走这条孤单的道路。
In our faith, we cannot run this lonely journey.
你不要说我自己一个来教会就好，我谁都不要管，我自己祷告，自己回家。
You should not say, "Oh, I should just come by myself. I pray and I return home."
你教会里面也要有属灵的朋友啊，属灵的同伴啊。
In the church, you need spiritual companion.
就说你跟你丈夫很好，你太太很好，你在教会也要有属灵的同伴。
Even though maybe you and your spouses is very good, but in your church, you need to have your spiritual companion.
要参加团契。
You need to attend fellowship.
像我们上个礼拜在 youth camp， 不是只有去玩而已，是大家彼此。团契彼此交通。
Last week when we are in the youth camp, we don't just play, but we have fellowship and communicate with each other.
尤其是很多年轻的家庭、年轻的夫妻。
Especially a lot of young families.
哇，平常很忙，没有什么空互相聊天。
During usually it's very busy in their life.
哇，在那边聊聊聊，有时候聊到两三点。
But we were there and chat until 2 or 3 a.m.
那年轻人呢，单身的，要么就另外一批，又聊他们的话题，聊心事，聊秘密，又另外一批。
And the single youth, they have their own fellowship and talk about their secrets.
所以我们应该有属灵的同伴。
And we need to have our spiritual companion.
主耶稣在世上的时候，差遣门徒出去，也是两个两个人的。
When Jesus sent his disciples, he sent them in pair.
所以我们今天不可以让自己进到孤独的情况。
So today we should not let ourselves be alone.
如果你把心门关起来，都不要人家关心你，你也不关心人，当然你就孤独了。
If we close our heart, we don't want people to care for us, then of course you will be alone.
所以我们要把心门打开啊。
So we need to open the door of our heart.
以利亚因为他孤独了，所以他软弱了。
Elijah, because he was alone, he was weak.
不要说弟兄姐妹而已啊，连传道人啊，神的工人啊，都不能孤身作战。
Even the preachers and ministers, they cannot fight the battle by themselves.
过去也有传道人很有恩赐的。
In the past, there were very talented preachers.
全世界到处传福音呢。
They went all over the world to preach.
但是常常都是自己一个人跑。
But they always go alone.
后来就出事情，后来就跌倒了。
And later they fall.
所以连传道人都一样。
So even the preachers are.
传道也有同工啊。
The preachers need co-workers.
所以你们要当传道的好同工。
So you need to be the co-workers of preachers.
第四点，为什么以利亚会那么软弱
？Why did Elijah become so weak？
因为他有一些不合理的、不合实际的这种比较。
Because he has some unrealistic comparison.
我们看19章的第4节。
Let's read again, First King chapter 19, verse 4.
列王记上19章的第4节。
First King chapter 19, verse 4.
一起读。
Let's read together.
1、2、3。自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。这里以利亚跟神跟他显现的时候，他在向神求死啊，他说啊，我胜不过我的列祖啊。
He under the broom tree, he prayed to God and said, "Let him die, because I'm not better than my father."
这个时候他已经不想活了。
At that time, he doesn't want to live.
很明显，他有所谓的自杀的倾向了。
He has a suicidal thought.
但是他是敬畏神的人。
But he is a reverent person.
你不想活也可以告诉神，但是你不可以自己找死，不可以自己杀死自己。
If you don't want to live, you can tell God, but you cannot kill yourself.
因为生命是属于神的，不是你自己的。
Because life belongs to God.
你取了自己的生命，就等于杀人。
If you take away your own life, it means you committed murder.
但是如果你很那个时候心智很软弱，他不想活，所以他告诉神他不想活了。
So at that time, the prophet was very weak, so he told God.
但是跟神求死本身没有犯罪，但是自杀就是罪。
So if you are asking God to take away your life, this is not a sin. But if you commit suicide, it is a sin.
所以他只是把他的不想活的感觉告诉神了。
So he was just telling him about his emotion of not wanting to live.
那为什么他会不想活呢？为什么他会低潮到那么低呢
？Why is it so low, so low time in such a low time？
他爆了一句出来，他说：“我胜不过我的列祖。”
He said.I am no better than my fathers.
这句话可能有很多不同的意思。
Perhaps there are many different meanings in this phrase.
但是可以告诉我们，以利亚是一个很认真的人。
But it tells us that Elijah was a very serious person.
他真的希望我做的事情可以让百姓的心转变过来。
He really wanted to, we want to change the hearts of the people.
我有那么完美的演出在加密山上那么完美的天火降下来了。
I have such a good performance. The fire came down from heaven on Mount.
神的荣耀彰显了。
The glory of God was manifested.
结果到最后也是没有用。
But at the end, it is no use.
所以这个应该是一种很重度的忧郁。如果以现在的医学术语说，他已经得了忧郁症了，他已经心情很低落了。
From the medical point of view of today, he is depressed.
当然，圣经并没有忧郁症这个字，是人发明的。
But in the Bible, there's no such word of depression.
现在有这个字，所以大家都会常用这个字。
Today we have this word, so we always use this word.
但是这个是很明显，这是有忧郁症的症状。
But it is very obvious he is depressed.
那他有一个很低落的自我的这种价值，他觉得自己没有价值。
And he has a very low self-worth.
他说我比不上我的列祖跟我列祖比起来我太没用了，我太低了。
He said, compared to my fathers, I am no good.
比我爸爸，比我那些更前辈的先知，我真的是没有用了，没有一点用了，一点用都没有。
He said, I'm no better than my fathers, no use.
就是很 low self-worth, 很对自己很低落的价值，觉得自己没有价值。
And he has a very low self-worth.
其实这个是情绪告诉他，并不是事实。
In fact, this is his emotion telling him, not the fact.
他被他的情绪骗了。
He was deceived by his emotion.
因为他的列祖也没有比他好很多。
Because his fathers were no better than him.
你说列祖很好吗？哪一个列祖很好
？If you talk about his fathers, which one?
哪一个列祖，哪一个先知可以完全将以色列百姓全部改过来，不再拜偶像？有没有
？Which one of the prophets and can change all the people's hearts?
没有。
No.
摩西那么有能力，百姓还不是每天在抱怨。
Moses was have such strength, but every day the people was complaining.
没有没有一个列祖真的是做得 很完美啊。
No, fathers were perfect.
啊，只是我们想象就是说，哎呀，前面那一代的人都是比较好，他们都是比我好，我就是失败者 ，I'm a loser。
But even only in our imagination that our fathers were better than us, but I'm a loser.
其实并没有这样。
But the fact is, this is not true.
但是情绪会骗你，觉得你是没用的。
But emotion will deceive you.
没有生命没有意义了。既然我比不上别人，我活着干什么
？See, life is meaningless. If I cannot be better than others, why am I living?
要小心哦。当你常常跟别人比较的时候
，We have to be careful when we always compare ourselves to others people.
你就很容易得忧郁的情绪。
You will easily have depression.
现在的年轻人，听好，年轻人啊，为什么现在年轻人的忧郁的频率比以前高很多？
So for today, the young people, why do they have such a high rate of depression?
尤其是青少年
especially the teenagers.
十岁八岁开始就开始
from 10 or 8 years old.
因为有 social media, 因为有社交网络
because they have social media.
Social media 就是很不好的，就是整天在那边炫耀。
Social media is not good because every day people boasting on social media.
我又达成什么的这么厉害的成就了
？I have such achievement.
我要去哪里玩呢？
I went to such a place for vacation.
哇，你看我的身材要多好了，我要减肥了多少了
？Look at my body. I have such a good body, and I'm on diet.
我又买了新车了。
I bought a new car.
你看，在 social media， 在社交媒体上面，大家不是炫这些东西比较多吗
？Don't you think everyone's talking about all these things on social media？
啊，都是晒这个正面的这个成就的。
They show off their achievement and positive things.
大部分人都没有这些东西。
But most people. Don't have this
我们都很普通
We are just an ordinary
我们也买不起那些名牌
We cannot buy those brand names
也没有办法常常去度假
We cannot always go on vacation
我也没有读书那么成功
We did not have such a good score
那自己那边整天看跟别人比较
But every day we look and compare ourselves to each other
所以十几岁就忧郁症的很多
So the teens they all have a lot of depression
到十四五岁的时候网络霸凌来了网络霸凌了Online bullying.
Oh, and then when you are 14 and 15, there's online bullying.
哇，你 po 了一个东西在上面，别的青年在攻击你，说你这样你还 po 啊，你丑死了，你丢脸了。
You post something, then others will say, "Oh, you even post all this thing. This is a shame."
哦，你本来都已经 low 的，比较低的那种自我价值就更低了。
So originally you're low, but your self worth become lower.
所以就觉得活下去没有太大的意义。
Then you think that you don't have a meaning to continue to live.
那其实都是情绪影响我们自己。
In fact, all these are affected by our emotion.
那以利亚呢？他是真的是觉得，哎呀，我比不上我列祖了。
And Elijah really think that he is no better than his father.
我做下去也没意义了，不如死了算了。
And he think, if I continue to work, it's meaningless. Let me die.
所以呢，潮水一退，原来他的人性，他的情绪，他的肉体，他的泪，全部加在一起，就把他压垮了。
During the low tide, he sees himself and all the emotion crush on him, and it crushed him.
所以其实每个人都有一个所谓的 breaking point 啊，每个人都有一个可以把你压倒的一个点。
Everyone has a breaking point that can crush you.
如果你允许自己过了这个点，就会变成这样。
If you let yourself past this breaking point, you'll be like this.
所以我们如果了解自己的限度啊，我们就要小心。
We need to know our limits and we need to be careful.
那怎么样把他这个那么忧郁的神人，那么软弱的以利亚，这个时候不是神人了，只是普通人而已了。
At that time, he is just an ordinary man, not the man of God.
只是软弱的人啊。
He is just a weak person.
从神人变成软弱的人。
From the man of God become a weak person.
其实没有变，他本身就是个软弱的人。
In fact, he did not change. He himself is a weak person.
只是现在潮水退了，真我表现出来了。
It's just during low tide, his true self was shown.
我们中文有一句话叫蜡烛两头烧啊。
We have a Chinese saying that a candle burning on both ends.
结果原来英文可能也有这种表现，那个 candle， 你看这个蜡烛两头烧就烧得更快了。
And here your picture, you see the candle burning from both ends. It will burn very quickly.
好，那怎么样面对这个低潮？神怎么帮助他
？And how did God help him to face this low tide?
这个时候已经没有人可以帮他了。
At that time, no one else can help him.
但只有神。
Only God.
但是还有神。
And good that that's still God.
神帮助他走出来。
God help him to walk.
第一个神跟他显现第一个方法是什么？
First method, what did God ask him to do?
不是叫他读经祷告啊，悔改啊。
Didn't ask him to read Bible and pray and repent.
多去聚会啊。
Or go to service.
不是。
No.
神知道他累了。
God know he was tired.
叫他好好吃，好好睡吧。
God asked him to eat, to sleep and eat.
我们看五节。
Let's read verse 5.
第五节，十九章第五节。
Chapter 19, verse 5.
一二三，他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使派他说：“起来吃吧。”他观看，见头旁有一瓶水和炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。耶和华的使者第二天来派他说：“起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。”这就是神很爱以利亚。
This is how God loved Elijah.
一个那么低潮的一个先知。
A prophet in such a low time.
心里有忧郁症的先知。
A depressed prophet.
不想活的先知。
A prophet who doesn't want to live.
他向神求死之后，他就睡了。
And after he asked for death, he fell asleep.
那睡了多久不知道。
How long did he sleep? We do not know.
但是啊，天使就出现了，就摸一摸他了。
But an angel touched him.
哦、我们读的时候不要以为说把他拍醒了，不要啪啪这样醒过来，不是、哦、圣经说 touch him， 摸他，摸一下，轻轻的摸一下。
The angel was very harsh, but angel touched him gently.
就是说你起来吃点东西吧。
And said to him, arise and eat.
你跑了五十公里都没有吃东西，现在肚子饿啊。
He ran for 50 kilometers. He did not eat anything. He was hungry.
但醒过来半懵懵松松的，就看到哦，有一瓶水，又有炭火烧的饼。
And when he was awake, he saw a cake baked on coal.
他就吃了喝了。
And he drank and ate.
吃完之后再想睡。
And after that, he lay down again.
那神就让他再睡一下了。
Then God let him sleep a little more.
睡了再一点之后再叫醒他，你再吃吧。
And after that, I wake him up again and say, eat again.
因为你当走的路甚远。
Because the journey is too great for you.
我们不要把这个看成属灵了，说哦，马上神的话语啊，圣灵啊，怎么样？这个就是饼，这个就是水，这是肉体的需要。
Don't think this is anything else, but this is the material physical need.
不要把它解释成为说啊，马上要吃神的话语啊，怎么样的了。
Don't explain that. Oh, this is he's eating the words of God.
你想想看，如果你昨天没睡觉，现在是不是打瞌睡？
If you think about last night, if you did not sleep, you will be falling asleep.
打瞌睡的可能你除了老人家可以打瞌睡，年轻人不可以打瞌睡。
Except you are a senior person, you
没有七十岁不可以打瞌睡哦。
If you don't have 70 years old, you should not be falling asleep.
尤其是年轻人。
Especially young people.
昨天打电动打到两三点，今天当然打瞌睡。
If you play video game until 2 or 3 a.m., of course now you'll be sleeping.
你睡饱了，今天听道理才有精神呢。
If you have slept well, then you have a strength to listen to
sermon. 不要玩，也不要聚会时候玩手机啊。
And
不要聚会时候讲话。
Do not play the your phones and talk to each other.
好好睡觉，聚会才有精神。
If you sleep well, then you have strength for service.
睡觉很重要哦。
Sleeping is important.
心理学家已经证明了。
Psychologist has already proved.
尤其是青少年，青少年需要很多睡觉。
Especially the teenagers and young people.
如果你青少年很喜欢睡觉，不要骂他啊。
If the
聚会的时候不能睡的。
Like to sleep, you should not scold them, but not during service.
晚上要收起他的手机，不要让他跟手机睡觉。
At night, they should not be sleeping with their phone.
真的，青少年呢，不可以拥有自己的手机来睡觉，父母一定要把它抢起来。
So for teenagers, the parents should take away their phone when they sleep.
现在很多青少年晚上。一直 check message， 一直看东西，不睡觉，睡一觉又醒过来，睡一觉又醒过来，根本没有办法睡。
A lot of teenagers nowadays they cannot sleep because they at night they will keep checking their phones in the middle of the night.
长期睡不够。
It's for a long period of time they don't have enough sleep.
人影响了这个 cognitive performance， 影响你的思想的这个能力。
Then it will affect their cognitive performance.
睡得很少也会吃肥。
If you sleep very little, you will be obesity.
因为晚睡的人一定吃宵夜了。
Because if you stay up late, you will eat midnight snack.
你的 metabolism, 你的这个整个的代谢一定是慢下来的。
Your metabolism will slow down.
青少年睡得少，白天容易受伤。
And if they don't sleep well, put teens at risk for injury.
还有啊，最重要的是啊，心理学家讲的 lead to mental health issue 啊，会直接影响你的心理健康啊。
The psychologist said that it will lead to mental health issues.
你越不睡，就越忧郁。
If you don't sleep, then you'll be more depressed.
青少年如果没有至少 八个八九个小时的睡眠，那很容易得忧郁症。
If the teenager they don't have 8 or 9 hours sleep, they will be easily depressed.
不要说青少年了，我们大人都一样了。
Don't think that only the teenagers, even the grown man, adults will.
该睡觉的时候不睡，在上网打游戏，在追剧。
If for the time you're supposed to sleep, you don't sleep, play video game or watch TV dramas.
或者滑手机。
Or play with your phone.
你没有几个月，你就忧郁，你心情就越来越低落，越来越 low， 做什么你都没有劲。
And after a period of time, you don't have any strength, and you, whatever you do, you don't have motivation.
还有呢，情绪会改变哦，长期没睡觉，睡不够 ，change your mood， 情绪会改变。
It will change your mood.
那情绪改变了，不稳定了，哎，就会 turn to substances， 想会去找药物，
and it changed
酒精。来麻醉自己，因为你不吃这个，你睡不着。
Then you will turn into substance, find alcohol and drugs because you cannot sleep well at night.
所以啊，身体不要轻看这个身体啊，神给你这个身体，你该吃就要吃，该睡就要睡。
So God give you this body. Whenever you are supposed to eat and sleep, you should eat and sleep.
也不要说啊，因为要减肥啦，什么啦，哦，这个不吃，那个不吃。
Don't say that because you are on diet, you are not eating this and that.
吃太多当然不好，要节制。但是你为了所谓的美观啊、减肥啊，这个不吃那个不吃也不好啊。
Of course, overeating is not good, but you should not because of your look, then you don't eat that and this. This and that.
所以神叫以利亚，你就睡，你就吃。
So God tell Elijah, you just go eat and sleep.
睡饱再说，吃饱再说。
After you eat well and sleep well, then we talk again.
神也没有叫他起来祷告。
God did not ask him to wake up and pray.
如果我们的话，马上说，你一定祷告太少了，所以心情那么软弱啊，所以赶快起来祷告了，不要睡觉。
If it is us, we would say that, oh, because you don't pray enough, you should wake up and pray.
你跟一个很软弱的人，已经很低潮的人，跟他讲一些大的道理是没有用的。
If you talk with the people who are already very low in faith, you ask them, tell them about all this teaching, it's no use.
他是需要你的关心。
He needs your care.
吃了没有啊？睡了没有啊？
Have you eaten and have you slept?
最近身体是不是真的是很不舒服啊？
How is your health recently?
啊，青少年来教会睡觉，我们也不要骂他们。
If the teenagers they come to church and sleep, and you should not
不要个别，不要你个别过去骂他，不要。
You should not just go to them and rebuke them.
年轻人能够来教会就不错了，感谢主。
We should say, oh, young man, you come to church is very pretty good.
啊。有来已经不错了，乖，感谢主，鼓励鼓励。
Thank God that you came.Encourage them.
过去骂他，他说好啊，我来睡觉被你骂，我就不来了。
And if you rebuke them, and they say, oh, if I come here to being rebuked, I will not come anymore.
他如果身体真的很软弱
，if their body is weak,
那就让他睡了，至少有来。
Let them sleep. At least they came.、
当然长期是不能这样，我们自己要知道。
But of course, you should not be like this all the time.
神对以利亚是很宽容的啊，你就吃，你就睡。
So God is very forgiving towards Elijah and let him sleep and eat.、
这个吃了睡了之后，神就跟他讲一句话。
After eat and sleep, God said to him,
起来吧，因为你当走的路甚远啊。
Say, arise, for the journey is too great for you.、
这句话很有意思。
This is very meaningful.
肉体要补充体力，你才有办法去走这个路。
You need to recover physically, then you can continue this journey.
属灵上的路，我们要走也很远。
For the spiritual journey, it's also very far.
一个人生的人生啊，很长啊。
Our life is long.
你现在很坚强吗？可能你明天就要跌倒。
Maybe perhaps you are very strong, but perhaps you'll fall tomorrow.
没什么好夸的。
Nothing to boast about.
你现在很软弱吗？
Are you very weak today?
不要说别人看不起你了，你自己都看不起自己。
Perhaps people look down on you and you look down on yourself.
你就没有用吗？
Does it mean that you are useless?
神可以再用你。
God can use you again.
神可以把你从低潮的当中啊带上来。
God can bring you up from low tide.
这个就是最重要了。
This is the most important thing.
最后我们看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 40.
二十九节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29.
以赛亚四十章二十九节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29.
四十章二十九节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29.
一起读。
Let's read together.
四十章二十九节，一二三。
One, two, three.
疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。三十九，三十节。
Verse 30.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。三十一节。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。神是加给我们力量的人。
God is the one who gives us strength.
以利亚虽然很软弱，
Even Elijah was very weak.
神给他力量，
But God gave him strength.
给他吃，给他喝，
Let him eat and sleep.
也是给他鼓励了，拍拍他，
And give him encouragement by touching him.
所以他吃完之后，
And after he eats,
走了四十昼夜，
He ran for 40 nights and days and nights.
这个是破了世界纪录，没有人有曾经可以破这个纪录，今天也不可能有这个人做这种事情。
He broke the world record because even today no one can do such a thing.
因为在十九章的第八节就告诉我们了。
Because in chapter 19 verse 8 he tells us.
他就起来吃了喝了，十九章第八节。
And verse 19, verse 8.
他就起来吃了喝了。
He after he ate and drank.
仗着这个肉，这个食物的饮食的力量
，through this the food of the strength，
走了四十昼夜
，he ran for 40 days and 40 nights，
到了神的山就是何烈山
，went to the mountain of God Horeb。
哇，这句话太感动人了
，this move us very much。
神给他吃什么饼，我很想知道
，I really want to know what kind of bread God let him to eat。
应该不是我们卡加利可以买到的饼啊
，for sure it's not something we can buy in Calgary。
因为吃一餐。可以跑四十天。
After you eat one meal, you can run for 40 days.
吃一餐可以跑那么久，又可以跑448公里。
And after you eat one meal, you can run for 448 kilometers.
我查过了，从别士巴到何烈山西乃半岛，448公里。
I discovered that from the journey to Mount Horeb is 448 kilometers.
神给他的一定是超级饼、超级水。
It must be a super food and super water.
让他不会累。
That he will not be tired.
一直走，走到神的山。
So that he can run 40 days, 40 nights to mountain of God.
之前是要逃命，现在我要奔向神。
Before he ran for his life, now he ran towards God.
哇，这个字太美了。
This is such a beautiful thing.
今天你走不动了吗？
Today, do you have no more strength to run?
今天你很软弱吗？
Are you very weak?
今天你很 depressed 吗？你很忧郁吗？
Are you very depressed today?
不要怪责自己。
Don't blame yourself.
也不会觉得很丢脸。
And don't feel ashamed.
其实你以利亚跟你一样。
In fact, Elijah is the same as you.
其实神帮助他。
But God help him.
神也会帮助你。
God will also help you.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.